Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
What it is, P, silly listeners, it's your audible booth thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we take our silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. I do everything I can to seek the silly in every topic that I bring to you guys, the creepy, the random, the weird, and so much more. What's coming up next on the podcast? Well, Spain is now my favorite country, and ladies, you will soon understand why. Plus, Megan Thee Stallion is going to be showing us what she's made of as a new business owner. This is going to be dope. You guys seem to enjoy last week's episode, the Japanese urban legend of Techie Techie. So this week, I decided, well, you know what? Let's go ahead and keep up with the urban legend lore, and we're going to go ahead and travel over 5,000 miles to Mexico. Yep. We were in Japan last week. This week, we are in Mexico, over 9,000 kilometers, for those of you who are smarter than me. Public American school system definitely did not fail me. Yay! This is normally the part where I share a personal story and whatnot, but I don't really do shit anymore. All I do is work. I work hard. Literally from the moment I wake up to the moment I close my eyes, I am always working. My day job at the radio station, plus I come home and I rip audio for the Bird Show stuff. Then I have my podcast that I produce, record, edit, film. I do everything by myself and I am exhausted. But I don't know, maybe that's what I want to discuss. I need to relax a little, live some life. You know, I'm always working. I'm always creating content for the world to enjoy. But sometimes I kind of feel like I'm missing out on the world, if that makes any sense. And if you are anything like me, then you probably don't get out as much as you would like to. And you're single, you work all the time, and you want to meet the love of your life in your hallway of your home somehow. I don't understand why the love of my life isn't just like knocking on my door saying, "Oh my God, I love you. Where have you been all my life?" I'm like, girl, I have been right here working my ass off. But apparently, life does not work like that, which is complete bullshit. And also, I think if we can, we should compliment ourselves more. I'll be honest with you. I definitely stay tearing myself down, thinking that I'm being funny or that I can beat someone to the punchline so they can't, you know, hurt me. So I'll insult myself. You know what I mean? And I'm the kind of person who kind of hides behind humor, clearly. And I pretend that the pain and the fear is just not there, but it is, unfortunately. And it's there for everybody. You know, some of us just deal with it, express it, and hide it in different ways. And then I realized that self-deprecation stopped being funny and became a habit. So I am trying to get myself out of that. And I'm starting to stand up for myself more, which is also hard. You know, I tend to let people just walk all over me and tell me whatever the fuck. And I've gotten a lot better with that since I moved back from Los Angeles. But recently getting into the entertainment business or closer into it, I tend to not speak my mind because I'm terrified that if I do, I'm going to lose the things that I worked so hard to get. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I have to have a level of self-respect. You know what I mean? I worked hard to get here and I deserve to have a say in shit. You know, it all boils down to this. You deserve kindness from yourself before anyone else gets a turn. But I am ready to do better for myself and be better to myself if I can. Well, I'm going to try, damn it. Okay, shut up. You really can't live life entirely from behind a work desk. You can't. And love, joy, stress, and growth, none of those things really just knock on your door like I wish the love of my life would, but no, there's nobody there. You know, you got to get out there and take it all in. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just having a hard time getting my foot out the door, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Compliment yourself. Let yourself breathe. Touch the grass, but with intention, you know? Stop waiting. Go live. Be nicer to yourself. Isolation doesn't always mean peace. We have to remember that sometimes. Let's all try harder to respect ourselves and, you know, get the fuck out the house every now and then, you know? All right, guys, subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. That is the best way to do that. And if you're listening on Spotify, feel free to leave comments under each episode that you are listening to, because I will see those. And I don't get a ton of those, so I will definitely respond. A new Have You Heard About coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about Spain giving a fuck about the women in their workforce? Let's talk about it. All right, guys. So this is coming from the Instagram page at Invest Earn Save. And this is really what got me, this tagline here. Spain becomes first country in Europe to approve paid time off for period pain up to 5 days a month. I really don't think there's more that I need to say. That should be the end of this. Listen, I ain't gonna hold you down. Listen, when I have my menstrual cycles, fam, they are horrible, okay? Extremely painful. And I have to force myself to do shit because I already know I can't call out of work for period cramps. Have I? Yes, I have definitely used PTO in the past for menstrual pains. Definitely have. But I didn't get to take that vacation because I had menstrual pains. It's just, I love that Spain is doing this. Okay, it goes on to say here, why does this matter? It's sex. It sets a precedence for other nations to follow. And it also empowers individuals to prioritize their well-being. So I'm down. That seems important to me. Listen, ladies, I'm thinking that we all need to pack up, go to Spain, and have our periods. That's a little weird sentence to say. Have you heard about Megan Thee Stallion now owns a Popeye franchise? Now, many of you may remember back in the day, I think it was like 2 years ago, something like that, maybe three. She actually joined Popeye's an affiliate thing, making the hottie sauce. Now, I actually tried that sauce when it came out at Popeye's, and that shit was bussin'. Let me tell you right now. So Megan Thee Stallion is at it again, y'all, and she is killing it. With everything that she touches, if we're being honest with you, she's sexy, she's talented, she's fun, and she's creative. And now she's in the chicken business. Not only did Megan find love, but she also found some fried chicken. Some fried chicken. What a dry ass biscuit. Listen, I love Popeyes, but them biscuits is dry as fuck, and y'all know it. Don't say them driscuits. Those biscuits are super dry. Thank God for the honey and the sweet tea. The original hot girl has officially opened her own Popeyes franchise in Miami, and the internet is blowing up, excited about this. First of all, let's get something straight right now. This is not like a cute little celebrity pop-in. Megan Thee Stallion is a real, legit business owner. She owns this franchise, all right?
When we came here, it was a hole in the ground. This is going to be the best experience for me. I hope it's going to be a great experience for y'all, because I'm going to be coming up in here and I'm going to be acting a fool and I'm going to be trying to see what y'all got going on in here. I hope this is a fun job. I hope everybody's having a blast. This is the first Megan Thee Stallion Popeyes. Leave with love. I want everybody to leave with kindness. That's my main thing. I don't like that mean shit. If you want
to... Okay, so we're coming to the back with the prep.
Now, remember I was telling you about that hottie sauce? So I went ahead and double checked here, and the hottie sauce, it was back in 2021 when that came out, and it was good as fuck. I enjoyed it. It low-key like reminded me of like Mambo sauce. Yeah, my DC listeners get to enjoy that whenever they want. I hate y'all. Ooh, that shit is good. First of all, Meg has gone from I'm a hot girl to I'm a hot girl that owns a building where the chicken lives. Let's get it. here's the thing. I hear that she's got a few Popeyes locations lined up for the future, fam. So I don't know. Maybe she can go on tour at each of the locations where she be having her Popeyes. We get some hip hop and chicken. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I like that. Shit, you ask me, Hot Girl Summer walked so Hot Girl Enterprise could run. Okay. I am hungry. I would love some Popeyes right now. I ain't gonna hold you. Coming up next, the legendary Latin American folklore, La Llorona. This is a vengeful spirit that you definitely don't want to come across. Coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, it's time for me to go ahead and roll up my sleeves because things are about to get real with this discussion of La Llorona. I'm going to tell you guys right now, content warning, listener discretion is advised. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. I actually asked a few people in my life if they've ever heard of La Llorona, and I would say about 2 out of 10 people knew who she was or at least heard of her. First of all, I am super into mythology, which is crazy because as a kid, I couldn't stand anything that was related to history. But now as an adult, man, give me my documentaries. I want to learn who invented the sandwich, just random shit. Which, by the way, apparently John Montague, the 4th Earl of Sandwich, actually popularized the modern sandwich in the 1760s by asking for meat between 2 slices of bread so that he could eat without interrupting his card games. You're welcome. So I love random shit like that. And I also enjoy sharing it with you guys. Anywho, let's go ahead and talk about this creepy urban legend about the woman in white who cries into the night. I know, right? Oh my God, shocking. A woman in white weeping into the night. Never heard of a spirit like that. Let's get into it. Okay, I want you to picture this. Okay, it's late at night. You're taking a stroll near the water. It's dark. It's quiet. And in that ambiance of creepy, okay, you hear a woman crying.
I see.
And then you turn. You look and you see a woman in white with long dark hair. Fam, tell me, what are you going to do? Because in real life, that shit is crazy. It's scary. And I don't have time for women in white while I'm alone in the darkness. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't know about you guys, but I am running away like Trump was just elected for a 3rd term. I am out of there, fam. Okay. That was a horrible joke. Moving on. So La Llorona's story had actually been shared throughout Latin America. And there are different versions of the story because it's said that she drowned her children because of heartbreak and rage over a man who decided to leave. Story as old as time. Maybe not. I don't know, Harte. I feel like what you did was wrong. You know, it just feels like a bad thing to do.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Apparently, La Llorona was a hottie, and her name was Maria, and she fell for a rich man. The most common story is that her husband was a cheating son of a bitch, and he abandoned her. Now, Maria, being off her fucking rocker and furious beyond belief, decides to drown her children in a jealous rage. Now, of course, she regretted doing that, and then she made another unwise decision, and she decided to drown herself out of guilt. But there's also another version of that story that she drowned trying to save her kids. But this is an urban legend. There's always different versions of these legends. Now, legend has it that she's going to be denied entry into the afterlife until she can find her children. So she's condemned to wander the earth for eternity. I don't know why I said that like this isn't a big deal. Nah. You just got to fill out a form. That's it. You just got to fill out a form. Jesus. You can actually hear her crying for her children, screaming, "Ay, mis hijos," which means, "Oh, my children," in Spanish. Hey, I'm on that Duolingo, baby, which, by the way, I do have the Duolingo app, but I ain't gonna hold you. They really aggressive. Duolingo is the neediest fucking app I have ever had. So I had to literally like silence my notifications, because if you miss one day, oh my, hey, it's me. Want to learn Spanish? Don't forget to learn. It's annoying as shit. Now, if you hear La Llorona crying and it sounds far away, she's actually a lot closer than you think. Here's another factoid about her. She loves water, which is kind of weird if you ask me. You know, you and your children died in water. Like, I feel like as a spirit, I want to switch it up. Like, I'm a haunt a desert or something. Which fictional serial killer was afraid of water? Was that Jason? I don't know. It just made me think of that. But La Llorona, she enjoys rivers, canals, lakes, pretty much anywhere you would tell kids not to play near. So many parents in Latin cultures use La Llorona as a walking PSA, you know, just to make sure that they stay safe. I can imagine that if black parents use La Llorona to scare their kids into behaving.
I know one thing. Your black ass better be inside this house before nightfall, or La Llorona is going to snatch your narrow ass right the fuck up.
Yes, mama. But like in Spanish. But yeah, and that shit worked. Trauma and fear, they build good character. All right, here's the thing. All right. I think that black folk might be safe, stereotypically. Let me explain. According to a lot of you assholes, black people can't swim, all right? So, and if that's true, then black people be good, because we won't hang around water no way. Especially in the damn dark. What? We don't do things like that. So the black people listening to this podcast episode right now, stereotypically, we're safe. Just realistically, stay away from the water, just in case. All right. Now, there's some good news. La Llorona does not have the type of speed that Teke Teke from last week's episode has, but she will leave you feeling probably emotionally and mentally damaged. I can't imagine walking alone in the dark near a body of water and hearing some woman scream for her children in the darkness. That's pretty scary. That might give you a little bit of PTSD, I feel like. Now, it is said that she takes kids who look like hers. So once again, black people, we Gucci. This ain't us. Unless you're Spanish passing. Good luck with that. So, and if you are, you know, just watch it back. LaSasha, if you're listening to this, I'm talking to you, girl. That's my high school buddy. I think she listens. I don't know. Maybe not. You know, if you hear her crying and you are near water at night after listening to this podcast episode, fam, you are on your own. You should not be doing any of that. I warned you. If you hear Miss Llorona, if you're nasty, don't be curious. Okay, peacefully mind your own damn business in the opposite direction. Go over there. Don't. Let me just investigate the sound. No. I would like to kind of dig into the cultural significance of La Llorona. You guys remember the boogeyman? Yeah, the boogeyman is pretty much global. If we're being honest with you, there were definitely different stories and origin stories of the boogeyman, right? And actually, you know what? Maybe we should actually do a boogeyman episode. That'd be dope. Now, apparently, parents used the boogeyman as a warning to frighten children into behaving at night. Now, having grown up in a black household, I didn't need a boogeyman. My mama was scary enough. I was good. I did everything she said, fam. There's also some scholars who think that the La Llorona's historical origin links to Aztec mythology, which is dope. I don't really know a whole lot about Aztec mythology, but I'm going to dig into that for some fun. There's probably some dope podcasts about that. Now, some of you might be aware of this, but La Llorona is actually a traditional Mexican folk song that got hella popularized by Disney Pixar's movie Coco. Now, if you're unaware of that, Coco is a Disney Pixar film that is known for teaching us about Mexican culture in a fun Pixar way. I didn't get to see it yet, but I do have Disney Plus, and there's so many things on my queue to watch on all of these streaming platforms that I just don't have the time. You know why? Because I'm always fucking working. I need a nap and a drink. That was aggressive. I'm so sorry. You can also check out the Guatemalan political horror movie La Llorona back in 2019 and the American horror film The Curse of La Llorona, which also came out back in 2019. So if it's late at night and it's dark and you happen to be near water and you hear some loud theatrical community theater level sobbing, that's La Llorona. And she is busy and booked, haunting bodies of water and stilling children. There are a lot of moments in life where I have been glad that I'm Black. And damn it, this is one of them. This is one of them. I don't want to deal with this. I'm good. La Llorona really just been crying for centuries like therapy don't exist. Ma'am. At this point. At this point, those tears have expired. Here, I'm going to talk to La Llorona like she's my homegirl from down the way. All right? Friend. Running around barefoot, screaming. It just sounds like sexy red behavior to me. Okay, La Llorona, sweetie, you don't have to do that. Stop. Speaking of which, someone actually commented under my TikTok video about Sexy Red's lip gloss line. And we spoke about that a few episodes ago. And they told me that their favorite Sexy Red lip gloss color is booty hole brown. Now, if you missed that episode, I know that's a weird sentence if you didn't hear that episode. But that episode is, what the fuck? I'm so sorry. What is it? Oh, The Dark Side of Christmas Part 2. That is the episode in the Have You Heard About segment. So go ahead and listen to that. There is a lot of other lip gloss titles that are going to just definitely grab your eardrums there. All right, so let's get back to roasting La Llorona in hopes that she'll take our advice. Okay, y'all. Girl, stop all that damn crying. Wrap it up. Okay, we heard you back in 1492. And also, La Llorona snatching random children, that's just not how redemption works. That's not how you get into the afterlife. La Llorona is basically a ghost who refuses accountability. She won't rest, she won't heal, and she won't shut the fuck up. So it's sounds like my ex, okay, if I'm being honest with you. Girl, if you don't go lay down and journal your feelings and cross the fuck over while you're at it, my God, it is time to move on. Anyway, if y'all hear crying tonight, just ignore it. It's just La Llorona being loud, wrong, and still allergic to growth. Again, like my ex. Honestly, the two of them have a lot in common. Oh, God, I'm lonely. All right, guys, it is time for our POC Excellence segment. And this is where I like to give my flowers to people of color who have done amazing things right here next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Now, this week, we're going to get back to our original stuff. And we are at the Instagram page at success_is_us_. And so they actually highlighted a young artist in California who makes very unique hats, but they are beautiful, beautifully done. And when you ask me, it is artwork for your head. His name is Ajay Kasim. I hope I said his name right. And you can follow him and check out his Instagram at twisted.can't.fix.it. Twist it, can't fix it, and put a dot between each of those words. Anyways, he creates really stylish and unique hats. And you have got to check these hats out. He was on a TV show, actually, one of those talk shows, Live in the Bay. And he is sharing his unique style and his story. So let's go ahead and take a listen.
Yes. You are so stylish today.
Thank you.
You've got, should I call that a hat?
Yes,
what's the correct word for this?
It's a hat. It's a hat. I'm actually a milliner. I make hats.
Oh, my gosh.
And I went to school for fashion design. It's a big piece of what I do.
Wow.
I like to say I'm a man of many hats because we do a couple things. You
sure are.
So Ajay Kasim, here are your flowers, brother. Keep making the world beautiful, one hat at a time. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's be glad that La Girona does not have a period anymore. Can you imagine her already overly dramatic and emotional as fuck, but she's also menstruating? Oh my God. Nah, I'm good. You know what? Maybe we can convince her to move to Spain. At least she'll get some paid days off, you know? Professionally silly life rules. Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your face, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for joining me every week as I go ahead and I seek the silly right here on the Professionally Silly Station. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you are using. I'm on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iHeart Radio, and more. I'm all over this bad boy. So that is the best way that you can actually help my podcast grow. And also leaving a 5-star and or written review. I know a lot of podcasters will say, you can be honest and leave me the truth. Don't fucking do that. Leave me 5 stars and say something nice. Don't ruin my dreams. If my content is not for you, that is okay. Just keep moving along. If this indeed is your first time listening, hope you decide to come on back and join in all the silliness, because I am bingeable. As of before this episode, our last episode, I didn't even realize this till later. That was episode 420. I cannot believe I didn't do something special for that. I mean, I did later on, you know, I just couldn't record that. Anyways, guys, there are a lot of episodes for you to binge from. And one of you actually DM'd me and told me that you were starting from the beginning of the episode of the podcast, which I completely understand. Whenever I start a new podcast that is new to me, but old to everybody else, I have to start at the beginning. I do the same thing when I watch TV shows that I'm binging. I gotta start from season one on. If I'm watching a movie, I gotta see part one before I see part two. Okay. And then my dad somehow convinced me to see John Wick 4. I think it was 4. Family, I literally thought somebody just walked into my studio. I need to stop calling it that. This is a spare bedroom that I'm trying to do something with. But I thought somebody walked in here and scared the shit out of me for a second. Moving on. What was I talking about? John Wick? Why was I talking about John Wick? Let's move on. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly and the Professionally Silly Podcast group on Facebook. Down below is my link tree, and attached to that are all my most used social media platforms, my TikTok, my Instagram. You can find them all down there. My TikTok, follow me there, Amber Smiles Jones, and my Instagram is True Smiles Jones, true without the E. But if you search Amber Smiles Jones, you should be able to find me. I'm there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, your girl is on Cameo. So if you would like a personalized video or a shout out or something, hit me up on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones as well. And I have a P.O. Box if you want to send anything. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 50250. Once again, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. I am definitely one of those people who thinks it's hilarious when the new year falls to say, I haven't farted all year. I'm one of those people. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, P-Silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This July, we celebrate America turning 250. And there's one question on every grill. Is your beef actually American? Before you fire up the grill, did you know that more than 85% of grass-fed beef sold in grocery stores is imported from overseas? That's exactly why I choose Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat from local farms and ranches straight to your door. So when the burgers hit the grill and the backyard fills up, you know you're serving meat you can feel proud of. This year, don't just grill American style. Grill American meat. Go to goodranchers.com today and start your plan to get free meat for life. That's goodranchers.com. Good Ranchers. American meat delivered.